Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. It's International Cat Day.
Where's the cat? Cue the cat.
He's busy in the other studio. Oh. No one makes a cat noise as good as News Guy
I can't
Matt.
Do it.
Elvis or the cat. He's got him down.
He really does.
Okay, we'll save that for a few minutes from now so we could cue the cat.
I actually posted a picture of one of my cats on social media last evening.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, that's okay.
I was working a little
late.
He
was posing. It was funny. Like, he was like
posing?
Up, yeah.
Cats pose?
He was like up on the mantle. So I stuck it out there on social media. These are the things I want to see on social media. Babies,
I agree.
Animals, vacation pictures, and food.
Oh, you inserted vacation pictures because it's summer.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Exactly.
I'm not a cat guy.
I know you're not.
I just don't like them. I'm an animal person.
Thank goodness Murphy's here then.
I'm a dog guy.
Morning show dog.
And the bigger, the dumber the dog, the more I love him.
Well, he's on his way to being pretty big and dumb.
Because MacGyver's already there.
Oh, yes, he is.
I love that dog. I love that dog. All right, little yippy dogs.
Not so much.
I have a problem with. But if they could learn to behave and not be so moody.
Then it's fine.
And stop that barking, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, then I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But bigger and dumber. There's something about bulldogs I really like. Because they got that attitude. They just lay there and look at you.
Well, and they have like those jowls that make them look constantly sleepy. Like, do you know how their faces are like a little like almost like melted, like droopy?
I just figured out something. As I get older, I like bulldogs more because I'm starting to look like one.
Oh, geez. No, you're not.
That's what it is. It just hit me. What am I going
to
do?
Your knees are a little turned into the center. You're kind of walking like this.
You know, but it is International Cat Day. And there's only one cat I've ever met that I really liked. And rest in peace, Barnaby.
Barnaby.
It was a friend of mine's cat, Barnaby, and he thought he was a dog. He wouldn't even meow. He would go like, nah.
That's kind of how Tyrone is. The cat's picture I posted last evening.
Okay, Tyrone thinks he's a dog?
He comes and greets you at the door. And I think he was so little when we got him that he just followed my dog Dexter
at the
around.
Time, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That could happen.
He'll fetch things. He talks to you. He like chatters.
Right. This friend of mine didn't have a dog. Now, maybe they did, you know, and something happened to the dog. But Barnaby the cat. Acted
Barnaby.
Just like a dog. He would fetch and bring things back to you.
Tyrone does
like,
that.
What? This ain't a cat. It's a dog.
Barnaby, what a great animal name.
Yes. Barnaby was a great cat.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Barnaby.
So no cats for you.
No cats for me. Just give me a big old stupid dog. And now that we've revealed it, I think I need a bulldog so I could have a twin.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. I think Laura's going to enjoy this. Congratulations is due to Syracuse University.
The Princeton Review recently named Syracuse University America's number one party school. Said people at Syracuse, this is a school?
Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather.
Those are your two girls from the 90s.
Well,
Cheryl
actually,
Crow and
I had
Janet
three
Jackson.
Daughters in the 90s, so I had three girls, but those are my women.
Okay,
friends.
You're women.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Cue the cat. It's International
Happy
Cat Day.
National Cat Day.
International.
Oh, excuse me. It's worldwide.
Yeah, we're celebrating cats worldwide.
Ooh, a sitar.
Oh. All right, is this going to stop anytime soon? Just stop it. You got the whole neighborhood meowing now. Just stop. Stop, please. Thank you. International Cat Day. We celebrate cats around the world.
That's amazing. Maybe we should talk about how to say cat in 10 different languages.
Why don't you do that right now? Yeah, that's how you do it, Matt, right?
That's how you say it.
Murphy's getting a little upset.
Maybe
we should change
talk
the
about
subject.
El gato.
Actually, I think Murphy's used to my cat noise by now.
Maybe we should change the subject. Anyway, I thought of Laura this morning, not because it's International Cat Day.
Oh, I love cats, though.
And she posted a picture of her cat. But don't know if you saw the viral video of the little girl singing, and her dogs don't like it. Does it kind of sound like when Laura sings? Is that a birthday
Something like that. Except Burfy doesn't bark, usually.
Well, that's because, you know.
He's used to me.
Yeah,
he's
that's true.
Isn't that adorable? I somehow feel someone stole audio from my house back in the 90s. But there you have it.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes. I was going to say yes, okay. He is.
Yes. News is next.
Bader's Fine Furniture has been giving you quality, affordable...
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. Good morning. Hey, how do you feel about vaping? I wanted to ask you this because I don't quite get it.
It's stupid.
When it first came out, I thought it was to help you quit smoking.
That's how I thought it was initially, but I guess it's a smoking alternative.
Okay, so that's what it's become. Like, go ahead, you vape for the rest of your life?
Because it's just as addictive, if not more so, because you're basically mainlining nicotine into your system with tons of other chemicals.
Right.
I'm sure somebody's going to call in and tell me I'm totally informed. Again, I'm going to stand by my...
Misinformed.
Okay. I'm sure somebody's going to call in and say that.
I just don't understand it because it's like now, instead of watching someone smoke a cigarette, they whip out this thing that looks like it's a weapon from a Star Wars movie, and they stay. Now, they have smaller ones, but some of them are big.
They're pretty big.
And it's and all this steam all over the place. And
anything that's synthetic can't be good for you. And in my personal opinion, there aren't enough studies to see what all of that chemical crap does to your body. And it goes along the lines of, I've never smoked a cigarette. I can say that right hand to God. Never smoked a cigarette in my life. I just never understood why it was smart to light something on fire next to your face.
And you had no facial hair. I remember the first time in college, someone said, let's do snake bite. They poured a shot and lit it with a match. And you went into a guy.
Oh, I thought that was like SoCo.
I don't know.
Southern Comfort and a snake bite shot?
Well, there's all different kinds of snake bites. But they lit it on fire, and they said, now wait till it gets real hot and just barely get your fingertips on the shot glass. And I'm like, no, I'm going to set my face on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's basically the way you feel about smoking. And
yeah. And
I think it's just, I don't know. I'm talking to a person last night. The reason why I mention this is the function I was at last night, there were a lot of people vaping. And the woman standing next to me goes, look, I smoke. I'm not proud of it. I'm trying to stop. She's a young woman. She's about 26 years old. And she says, but that vaping thing, she goes, nobody knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
And she goes, there's chemicals in there. I said, well, there's chemicals in cigarettes too. And she says, yeah, but that stuff, they're going to find a new form of cancer someday. And it's going to be caused by vaping. And she was 26 years old. So I thought, well, that's a good way to think of it, I guess, as a youngster.
I understand.
I just think it's weird.
Well, it's all bad for you. And I mean, everybody has their vice, right? You and I talk all the time about how you just like a little hoot of something every once in a while. No big deal, right? So no judgment if you do. But I just, you don't know what that's doing to your body on the inside.
And now, just like back in the 50s and the 60s, when they realized they were marketing cigarettes to young people, there's now accusations that they are marketing vaping to youngsters because of the flavors.
Yeah, because they do come in fun flavors, kind of like you can get a hookah in different flavors, like it's flavored tobacco. Okay. But I don't know. You're not smoking it through a cartridge, traditional... I mean, there is a cartridge in the e-cigarette, but like...
I don't know.
Through the little filter at the end, right?
Yeah.
It has to cause lung damage of some sort. It has to, because it goes right to your bloodstream then.
What do you guys think, the listener? I don't know. You know, the Ford Fun Line's always open. Just got into an interesting conversation last night about vaping, and I see a lot of people doing it now. So is it good? Is it bad? You know, let us know. Ring us up on social media or whatever. But there was a kind of a funny spoof bit that really made me think about it.
Oh, really?
Recently, the makers of the Juul e-cigarette testified at a congressional hearing over charges that they were marketing vaping of their product directly to teens. Please understand that flavors like bubblegum, chocolate milkshake, and chicken nuggets were never meant to target such younger demos.
Uh-huh.
They hope you weren't offended and encourage you to try their newer, older demographic flavors like oatmeal, liver, and bran flakes.
All right, just stop.
Again, if there was any misunderstanding of their intent to market to teenagers, they sincerely apologize.
And
happy vaping.
Have you?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Shawn Mendes celebrating his 21st birthday today.
Oh, boy.
We may or may not have a special tribute coming up next hour during
Shawn
birthday
Mendes.
Oh, boy.
Is it a power hour?
What?
You said a birthday tribute on your 21st birthday. Is it a power hour?
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't
know what a power hour is?
No.
You have never done a power hour.
What the heck is it?
Yeah,
me.
I'm shocked beyond belief.
Where are we going with this?
It's essentially, it's like a drink an hour or a drink every minute an hour.
Oh my
like
God, you'll kill yourself for goodness sakes.
Not if you're from Sturdy Peasant Stock.
And I'm not really, come
yes,
on
you
now.
Are.
So you go ahead and have your power hour, Shawn Mendes.
You.
No, Shawn Mendes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He's 21. I'm a little bit over that. We'll do that next hour with Birthday Buddies. Also, we'll talk and give you a chance to win with 40 Fest in Danville this Saturday. We've got some tickets for you to see an entire day of music.
And the music lineup is really great.
Mm-hmm. We love Runaway Stroller.
So do, yes.
Dustin Douglas, an old buddy of mine with his Electric Gentleman.
I love Sucker Punch. I do. Those guys.
Billy Rock.
I know.
Billy Rock.
I love it.
There's a guy who could do a power hour.
A shot a minute. It's supposed to be a shot of beer a minute.
Okay. Kinsey will be there. And, of course, Liliac, the headliner. A band passing through. They're originally from California. They're just passing through the 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. Laura, you got to help me out with something here.
Okay.
This BH 90210, BH being for Beverly Hills.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought they were bringing the show back.
Same.
But then it turns out to be something totally different and aired last night, and it's caused a lot of confusion.
So I got all excited when it was announced that they were rebooting 90210. I even went so far as to go back and rewatch like a couple of the old seasons because I loved it.
And you
loved it.
That was like your years. You grew
yeah.
up with that show.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
So then you find out that it's the show, but it's not really the show.
It's basically a scripted reality TV show. They played themselves. Which, like, so Brenda and Donna and Kelly and Dylan and all the... No, they're actually Jason Priestley
what?
And Shannon Doherty and Tori Spelling, and they're playing themselves in Beverly Hills, so in Hollywood, in
okay.
L.A.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, live their lives, but then also reboot the show, 90210.
Well, how could you reboot the show if you're not going to be Donna or you're not going to be... I mean, come on. I mean...
Basically, they're trying to reboot Beverly Hills, 90210,
mm-hmm.
right? That old show. But this show is like the Kardashians Christmas episode.
Which I guess I missed.
Like,
but okay.
I don't know.
Well, here's a little piece from the show last night where they're all on and, I don't know, talk. They make mentions to Luke. Rest in peace.
This dress belongs to all of us. Because this symbolizes everything that we created together. You. And you.
I'm down here, Tor.
Oh, sorry. And you.
Okay.
And me. And Shannon and Luke. Well, we're not all going to be here forever. But we made something that will be.
To Luke.
To Luke.
I love you guys.
So here's the Luke, yeah, okay.
I mean, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
But then it turns into a reality show?
Mm-hmm. So it's a scripted reality show about them in real life trying to reboot Beverly Hills 90210. But I don't think there's going to actually be a reboot. So there's six episodes on Fox of
weird.
This BH 90210.
All right.
And it's a reality show, basically. It's scripted. Scripted
right.
reality show. It makes me sad.
Thank goodness sports isn't like this. Or tonight, we would be watching the Philadelphia Eagles trying to relive when they were Super Bowl champs and mm-hmm. just talking about it.
I don't know. I'm just so, it makes me sad. I really was looking forward to the drama, especially like Steve. You know, and Brandon, like, I just, I wanted the drama.
Well, I guess you'll kind of get it in a scripted reality.
I'm over scripted reality TV.
Me too. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. It's back to school time. Yes. Yes. I used to love when it was back to school time. You know why? My kids went back to school. All right. But a new study says back to school shopping may be more stressful than Christmas shopping.
I think it probably is.
Actually, it wasn't for me because I was always excited about going back to school.
I've seen the
lists. This is where I'm kind of going with this.
I've seen the lists sent home.
Good job, Matt.
And, I mean, parents have to come up with a lot of stuff anymore to outfit their kiddos for school.
That's ridiculous.
It's a lot.
I feel sorry for parents. Man, I'd say, okay, kids, you get new sneakers, maybe one new pair of jeans. Have a good time.
And see, if you went to Catholic school, you don't have to worry about any of that because you had your uniform. So I guess we had that luxury.
I had ugly green pants, ugly mint green button-down shirts, and an ugly green tie.
Well, now there are a couple of local public schools where it's like khakis.
Yep, they're going with khakis and polos.
Solid colored polos.
More and more public schools are starting to go with the uniform style.
Yep.
26% of parents say they will take on a significant debt for back-to-school shopping. Hey, how about the $20 Keds instead of the $150 Air Jordans? Ah, come on now. When I was your age, we didn't have Air Jordans. All right, I just had to say that. 32% will spend more on back-to-school shopping than they will at Christmas.
Ouch.
That's a lot of back-to-school shopping.
Well, I think, though, that's because, like, there's the supplies, right, for back to school. And then there's more traditional things like clothing and shoes.
I didn't get a new backpack every year. I didn't get a new lunchbox every year.
No.
I think I did like every other year. Like as long as my backpack from the year before was in good shape, I kept it.
Yeah, it was like every other year, give or take.
Listen to us. We're all talking like old people now.
I know.
Even Matt.
We did go back to school clothes shopping though.
Uh-huh.
And then God bless my father. And I'm sure dad's out there listening. Like, the kids come home and they're really excited to, like, show off what they got.
And especially back to school goodies.
Goodies and clothing. Yeah. And my poor dad would, like, put up with this parade of, like, between my sister and I.
Old fashioned show.
Yes. Yeah. Like, look what we got. And God bless the man. He would sit
way
there.
Way to go, Len Dog. I didn't put up with it. I'd say, hey, not interested.
He would
put
sit in his
dresser.
Chair. He would sit in his chair and he'd be like, wow, girls, it's really nice.
Good old Len Dog.
It's really nice.
You know what? I was with him.
Yes.
I did the same thing. They were like, look, Daddy, look at it. Look pretty.
Yeah, we wouldn't necessarily adorable. Put it on, but it would be more like we would lay out the outfit combinations on the bed.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Daddy, look, like we did this. And he'd be like, wow, that's really nice. Oh, and it was, Mommy said it was insane.
And
it was
he
on
never
sale.
Once said, enjoy it because you're not getting anything for Christmas.
No, he did not.
23% of parents say that they're worried about back-to-school shopping because it may damage the emotional relationship they have with their child.
What?
That shouldn't get that far.
I honestly have to say, like, shopping with my mom and sister, like, it was okay.
And also, you got to take advantage of the deals.
Yeah,
so where'd it
we
go?
Did.
So what has changed over the past 40 years?
I'm honestly not sure.
That's
and my mom would take a hard stance and be like, no, Laura. You're not getting like random crazy clothing item here that I would want.
She'd
be
like, we need to pack or
whatever.
Or
she'd be like, oh, we need to pick something more reasonable. And she would like offer an alternative. And I go, okay.
She never worried about ruining her emotional relationship with
you. No, we were all right.
So there it is.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 44
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're on the way to work. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's only a job. How's that? A new study figured out that we worry about at least 10 things, and less than one of them, that's the average, less than one of them actually come true. So don't worry about it. That's all.
Oh,
relax.
What are the things we're worrying about?
It didn't say, and that's what I was disappointed about.
Oh.
I thought maybe something about getting fired or stress with a coworker or something, but it doesn't mention it at all. There's no, and the study comes out of Penn State University. Pretty cool.
Very good stuff.
They asked a bunch of people who worry way too much, and they consider themselves as suffering from anxiety. And they put them through a few weeks of questioning. Turns out, everything they were worrying about, nothing.
I know that the hubby's a worrier sometimes.
Oh,
I
have totally
to tell
guilty.
Him. I have to tell him.
Like, Matt, you're a worrier?
Oh, yeah.
You don't come across that way. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good. He came clean.
You just got to take a deep breath.
Everybody take a deep breath. You're on the way to work right now?
Take a deep breath.
And football starts today.
Oh, Lord.
One of the largest employers in the central Susquehanna Valley, MI Windows and Doors, is excited.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with Late Night TV.
McDonald's has lost its trademark on the phrase Mick in the European Union. This is a tough break, said company spokesman Ronald Donald.
A Florida toilet exploded after a septic tank was struck by lightning. But there's some good news. Larry the Cable Guy has a new twin brother.
Love that song. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Ed Sheeran with Khalid and beautiful people. So you're driving through Northumberland right now and you're on King Street and traffic is backing up and you're thinking, shouldn't this project be done by now? Well, it turns out somebody found a sewer line down there.
Yes. A little bit of a setback.
Oopsies.
Here's my question. Don't we have blueprints for this kind of stuff?
I'm thinking yes.
I remember a couple of years ago, maybe more than a few years ago, they were building the Monroe Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And a guy was digging a hole with a very large piece of equipment, backhoe, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Crack. Hey, what's that? Oh, it's a gas line.
Oh, no. No way.
Salins Grove is about to poof. You know, so don't we have maps? Do we have underground maps? This is what I'm wondering. Like, how do you just find a sewer line in Northumberland while you're doing a road project? What's that, Bob? I don't know.
You see those things marked, and it's from PP&L that says, like, call before you dig.
Oh, well, yeah, there's
that's
that.
True. Because that's for power lines, for buried electrical lines.
And then there's always, when they're doing a road project, there's always lots of spray paint everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With little markings that we can't understand because we
don't
do
that. I think it's where they dig. I don't think it's necessarily the pipes.
Oh, what's under there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my guess. I could be wrong.
So we'll get that King Street project done sooner or later.
But actually, traffic flowing pretty well for Northumberland this morning. Just got a quick peek at our traffic maps.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
So unsuspecting sewer line or not, traffic is flowing into Northumberland on Route 11. I don't know. Get a map.
There should be a map.
I got SEOs and DEP people crawling all over my property in Point Township. They seem really concerned about my septic. Why don't we know there's a pipe on King Street in Northumberland?
And as we like to say, and there it is.
And there it
there
most certainly
it is.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Kate.
And we're not just literal taste buds.
Hey, let's go ride a roller coaster.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
And here we go, celebrating National Roller Coaster Day, which is next week. We're celebrating this week so you could get to Knoebels on time.
That's right. For all of the coasters, pairs of tickets. Let's see. Count them. Number one wooden roller coaster in the world, the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Twister, the Flying Turns, and the Impulse. Oh, man. What color? I'm going to let you pick the color.
I'm going to pick caller one, because, like, just run to the phone.
Sweet.
Like you'd run to the roller coaster line.
Of course, to be first and in that very first car, or else, see, I like the back.
Yeah, you got to get the best seat, so you got to run
back
and get
the seat in the
you
Phoenix.
Better believe
it. Man. 1-800-326-94KX. Caller one.
Blaze
good luck.
Alexander Ford. 94KX. Seen yet to Tom and Laura in the morning. Hopefully you're dancing around at the workplace like we occasionally do.
We may or may not have been jamming to that. I love that song.
Yeah, it is a cool song.
Such a cool song. And, you know, we always dance and sing and act like idiots on Flashback Friday tomorrow. But it's kind of cool to have a song that you could do the same thing to any day of the week.
Yeah, it's so funny. Whenever it comes on, the three of us are kind of like, hey, like doing a little wiggle.
Yeah. Matt's in the other room and I see him through the window dancing. And I'm thinking, he's that happy that the Eagles are playing preseason tonight?
Well, I am that happy today.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
All right, hold on. We didn't allow him this the entire show, and it's just before 9 o'clock. It's almost time for Chad Evans to roll in. He's in for Sean Carey.
Yeah.
Okay,
give
Matt.
Give him his moment.
Okay, go ahead about football.
Eagles tonight on Eagle 107, beginning at 6:30. Meryl and Mike are back. Eagles taking on the Titans. Preseason game number one. I am so glad to have the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles back.
There it is.
Fly, eagles, fly.
Feeling
on the road to victory.
Why do you have to do this?
Fly, eagles, fly.
It's preseason.
Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.
Stop it.
Hit them high. Watch our eagles fly. I can't sing.
What is
fly, eagles, fly. On the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, eagles.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.